This is a segment from The Annex, an academic sociology-themed podcast. For more, visit us on the web at theannexpodcast.com.
I can start. So, so there's been this tweet that's been going around for the past...
Wait a minute, how do you know about it?
Because
did you start hitting the pipe?
No, I'm still not on Twitter. I'm still not on Twitter, but actually I was being interviewed for a radio show and the host asked me about this tweet and I said, what? What is a tweet? And she brought my attention to this. It's been in the Boston Globe, BBC covered it. The Daily Post, New York Daily Post covered it. So, and it's basically about this nursing textbook published in 2015 by Pearson that basically has two pages about how racial groups respond to pain. And it is fascinating. Would you like to hear a little bit about how different groups respond to pain?
Absolutely.
Arabs/Muslims may not request pain medicine, but instead thank Allah for pain if it is the result of a healing medical procedure. Filipino clients may not take pain medication because they view pain as being the will of God.
Oh, it's already hurting hearing this list. Go on.
Blacks, they believe suffering and pain are inevitable. Jews may be vocal and demanding of assistance. they believe that pain must be shared and validated by others. Right? It goes on and on and on and on. Right? Oh, Native Americans, they usually tolerate a high level of pain without requesting pain medication. So, and they apparently may pick a sacred number when asked to rate pain on a numerical pain scale.
Oh, no.
So 2015 Pearson nursing textbook. Discuss.
Okay, so I have two thoughts of this. One is I feel like this is an instance of careful what you wish for, because there's probably, I could easily imagine there was some nursing conference somewhere where, you know, there was like a plenary session and people were talking about how we need more cultural competence and more awareness of cultural difference and everything like that, which sounds wonderful and very sensitive and everything. But then when you actually see what comes out of it, it's a bad stand-up routine.
Oh, no, for sure. That's been one of my critiques for a very long time in terms of both nursing and medicine is, you know, some of the way people do and approach this cultural competency thing looks a lot to me like just stereotyping. So...
What's this based on? First of all, who wrote this book? And what is this based on?
That's a really good question, actually. I think that that's actually one of the questions that Pearson has had to respond to. And as a result, they just said, you know what? We're just going to remove it from the ebook and we will not reprint this in the newer version of the book. But it's true. I mean, you'd think the authors would know better. There's supposedly a review process. There are editors somewhere.
Yeah, that sounds like a reviewer who sort of half-assed the review. Isn't there a long tradition, though, of believing that blacks feel less pain or something like that?
Oh, no, for sure. I mean, I kind of feel like every 10 to 12 years, you know, there's something in JAMA or The Lancet that basically says, yeah, we actually are not really good at treating pain in black folk because we actually believe that they have thicker skin and so they don't feel pain the way the rest of us do. And I remember listening to an interview with Dorothy Roberts and a couple of clinicians who are responding to the latest pain medication or I should say pain treatment study that looked at these racial disparities. And one of them said, you know, I was talking to someone and they said, well, the upside of this is that, you know, at least black people didn't get as many opioids as everybody else. And so hopefully they won't be as affected by the opioid crisis.
Well, see, that was the other thing I was thinking in that I've kind of been saving this for, you know, 8 years down the road when we can't get a guest. Those of you who are, you know, not the three of us don't know that, like, Joe constantly wants a book, like, you know, 6 weeks in advance. But anyway, I've been saving this for when we don't have a guest, but I want to eventually talk about Dreamland. Mm. Which is this book on the opiate crisis, and it's fantastic. On my blog, I compared it to, like, sociologists should use it the same way political scientists use History of the Peloponnesian War. Anyway, but one of the main themes in the book is that medicine had the pain revolution in the 1990s, where pharmaceutical companies and doctors who were concerned about pain, mostly coming out of oncology and hospice care, started aggressively pushing greater use of pain medication. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the underlying causes of the opiate crisis. And, you know, this whole idea of, if you listen to all these stereotypes, they basically are, the upshot to them is people of this ethnic group don't request enough drugs. And you should double check and make sure, are you sure you don't want some morphine? There's, you know, with the possible exception of the Jewish stereotype, basically all of them are saying these people won't ask for pain medication even if they need it.
Well, except for Black people, it says Blacks often report higher pain intensity than other cultures.
Okay.
Right? And so don't give them drugs.
Huh. Oh, wait a minute. They expect to be hurt. And so they don't need the drugs because they've come to accept that pain is part of existence.
No, what they're saying is that they report higher pain intensity, right? So they're like, I have pain, right? So they're like, yeah, you know, they're kind of, those people seem to exaggerate pain. That's the way I read that.
I would have believed it to the degree that I'm representative of a Jewish demographic, I'd be like, pump me full of drugs.
Yeah. Oh, God.
For more, visit us on the web, theannexpodcast.com.